AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The flooding from those storms in South Texas is so fierce that they're rescuing people from their homes and cars in Starr County. Highway 83 there is under 2 feet of water in some spots, according to the Weather Service. Meteorologist Justin Gibbs says it's not over yet.
Unfortunately, this is going to keep going for our area in deep South Texas. Probably through Thursday, we're going to have a pretty good chance of rain. We actually issued a flash flood watch. We extended it for all of deep South Texas.
Tom Brady is going to fight his 4-game suspension in the Deflategate scandal, but our pro football writer Barry Wilner says the NFL is sending a tough message here.
It shows you that if you mess around with the integrity of the game, the NFL is going to come down hard, even if it's against their marquee player and their championship franchise.
The Patriots are being fined $1 million, and they'll lose a first-round draft pick next year and a fourth-round pick in 2017 after a report found that footballs were improperly inflated for the AFC Championship game. The team says it supports Brady unconditionally. Police in the Orlando area say they don't know yet exactly what led up to a shooting incident involving George Zimmerman. Zimmerman reported somebody shot at him. Meanwhile, a man who'd been involved in a road rage case with Zimmerman earlier this year also reported a shooting to police. Nobody seriously hurt. Zimmerman was acquitted 3 years ago in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, an unarmed black teenager, in a case that sparked protest and a national debate about race relations. Overseas, there's been another big earthquake in Nepal, at least 4 people dead. This was a magnitude 7.3 between the capital of Kathmandu and Mount Everest. The quake April 25th killed more than 8,100 people. This is AP Radio News. A Picasso painting has set a world record for artwork at auction, selling for $179 million. And a sculpture by Alberto Giacometti set a record for the most expensive sculpture at $141 million. Christie's auctioneer Yossi Pilkanen in New York.
The crowning glory for us were the two great objects in the sale, the wonderful, wonderful Picasso, which sold for an extraordinary price after a huge amount of competition, and the wonderful pointing man who looked a little bit like an auctioneer.
Picasso's Women of Algiers and Giacometti's life-size pointing man, the one he was talking about there, were among dozens of masterpieces from the 20th century that Christie's offered in a sale it called Looking Forward to the Past. Google now acknowledging the self-driving cars it's been testing have been involved in minor accidents. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.